I'm sad. I had read that Obama's really wanted people to come see the White House and have it be open, so it's a bummer that we don't get to see it. I've been here twice in the past, but never got to go in the White House, so we were hoping to go this morning. Yeah. We walked in the snow. You should have seen us. We were quite a bunch.
Bummer! Can't see the house after waiting. It is depressing. Pennsylvania Avenue, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, closed off thanks to the $85 billion sequester. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Where we start, besides the sequester, is the fact that the president realizes, man, I have really kicked the teeth in of some of the Republicans on this whole thing with the automatic cuts, which he did set up. And once the Republicans weren't willing to come back again, give in more taxes, or give in to more taxes, and finagle the spending cuts, that's what happened last week. So the president makes nice, and he has a dinner for 12 with 12 Republican senators. Here's what Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina, had to say about dining with the press.
I want to compliment the president for reaching out. I think he's doing the right thing. We need to stop the campaign. The election is over. I'm encouraged by the president's outreach. I hope it bears fruit. But I know this, if we never talk to each other, I know exactly what's going to happen. This country is going to fail. How do you say no to the president of the United States who would like to have dinner with some of your colleagues? You don't. And anybody who would do that in this business is in the wrong position.
All right. Amen. I agree, Lindsey Graham. You can't say, no, I won't go have dinner with you. After all, we've all been complaining that there's nothing but gridlock in D.C., thus my push for a third party ever since I jumped on the airwaves. Rand Paul's tired of it. He's tired of not having a clarification over the drones and a possible drone hit on an American citizen in the U.S. So he decided to filibuster all day long, 13 hours, almost exactly 13 hours, stalling a confirmation vote on CIA director nominee John Brennan. He took the Senate floor right before noon. A snowstorm was swirling outside in the Capitol. He started his own Twitter hashtag that encapsulated his standoff at the Hill, and it was called Filiblizzard, hashtag Filiblizzard. You got to love that. So there's no doubt that Rand Paul leans the libertarian route, and he certainly proved that by doing an old-fashioned filibuster. And he's questioning the administration's use of drones against Americans overseas, too. And he vowed to keep speaking until he received more answers from the White House about policies. Brennan is considered one of the main architects of the drone program, and he was also considered a shoo-in. Now things have kind of shifted a little bit. I still think he gets in, but what a point he made by standing up and being willing to drive it home in hour after hour and after hour after hour of being there at the Capitol on the Senate floor, and then having a few people come in and help him, you know, as well. So the first term senator had this binder full of notes in front of him, but he didn't even really look at them. He just kept on talking. You know, this is a guy whose father ran for president, but he has some presidential aspirations. He hasn't ruled it out. What I like about Rand Paul, he's always quick to say this too, is just like Lindsey Graham said, how could you say no to the president? That's ridiculous. That's not how you do business. Rand Paul is quick to say that, you know, the president isn't a bad person, but he said the president is also not a judge. He's a politician. He was elected by a majority, but the majority doesn't get to decide who we execute. We have a process for deciding this. We have courts for deciding this to allow one man to accuse you in secret. You never get notified. You have been accused. first. And how about that? Even though Eric Holder said it would have to be possible extraordinary circumstances when he was asked about the use of drones against an American on our soil, he said it would be, at first, said it would be inappropriate, and then he said no, because Senator Ted Cruz pushed Holder on whether he believed it would be constitutional to target an American terror suspect who was just sitting outside in a cafe if the suspect didn't pose any kind of imminent threats. So how about that? What an interesting day in Washington, and it was pretty interesting as I checked in on the filibuster. Most of the time, he blamed the president for what he perceived to be a dangerous precedent in federal law, and he was quick to make comparisons between Obama and, you know, the president, President Obama, and the candidate Obama, and talked about the problems there. But he wasn't by himself the whole time. After 3 hours plus, other Republican senators jumped up, Mike Lee and Ted Cruz, as I mentioned, and Marco Rubio and Saxby Chambliss and John Cornyn, and several others weighed in with questions and commentaries on the drones. But pretty interesting to watch that, because we haven't seen that in so long. I can't even remember. I don't even know if I've ever seen that other than clips of previous filibusters, and so good for Rand Paul for jumping up and leading the charge. All right, speaking of leading the charge, a lot of people, as we pass this anniversary coming up in Iraq of 10 years, you know, go back to the invasion and the aftermath, and now the question is about reconstruction and how much money was actually lost in Iraq. What about reparations and all of that, especially when we are living on a credit card? Yep, a credit card that we just can't seem to pay off because we're not even getting near the principal. It's all about the interest, and how scary is that? But you all know that horror show because we've talked about it a ton. So coming up on America Tonight, we'll look at that, plus the weather. The weather. Snow in the mid-Atlantic states. They're getting it. Washington was hit with a bunch of snow and a lot of cancellations heading into the day, going into certain cities. Washington would be one of them. So the winter weather has some people longing for warm weather. I mean, it was nasty in Washington. When I say nasty, we're just that driving snow and it's blinding. You know, you're trying to get to offices and schools, and it's tough, that inside-out umbrella, that wet snow. So they didn't get the kind of snow they thought they'd get. They didn't get the inches, but they got a lot of the wet stuff, and eventually it, you know, became kind of slushy. Oh, the worst. I take snow over slush any day. Oh, any day. So Governor Bob McDonnell declared a state of emergency. This was in Virginia, and police did longer shifts. The National Guard was called up, 100 troops for snow duty. They opened up shelters for 215,000 Virginians. You know, that power thing is always, always bad. Canceled flights, all that sort of stuff once again. So in Virginia, it was different. See how close, but yet so different. Washington, slush, snow dumped all over Virginia. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Feel it. See it today. If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it because it happens to me. And it feels so good. It's like walking the glass. It's so cool. So help it right. It's so groovy. It's out of sight. You can touch it. Feel it. Pieces of me.
That's the sound of slush. Like the stuff that they got in Washington. Washington is slushy all the way around, isn't it? Hey, it's never lost on a trucker. You got to love a trucker. As a granddaughter of a trucker, man, God bless these guys. They are the ones to look for. They're the ones that have the best advice on the roads. They always know what's going on. And this trucker issued a warning to people about black ice that's so deadly.
It was slick. It was bad. It's black ice all over the place. Just because it might look clear, it's not. This is the type of conditions on the road where people get that you really got to pay attention. Slow down, please.
Slow down, please. People never want to do that. They think they're okay, and then they spin out and take out a couple cars. Dan in Texas probably never has spun out and smashed into a bunch of cars. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Well, being a Kansas boy, I know how to drive on ice.
Yeah, and boy, Kansas, too. You get a lot of that harsh weather where you get the black ice, yeah.
Yep, you sure do.
Mm-hmm.
Don, I disagree with Lindsey Graham and all the rest of the left-wing nutcases about going along with the president on anything.
Wait. Let me stop you. Lindsey Graham is not going along with the president. He slams the president right and left. He's saying he has to go to dinner. I'm not going to be a jerk and not go have dinner with him and let air my grievances and tell him what I think that's wrong and stupid and shouldn't be going on with the lack of fiscal responsibility.
Any cooperation with this left-wing nutcase that's trying to destroy this nation is in his corner. The sequestration bull hockey was all Obama's idea.
Oh, it was,
and
yeah.
All he wants to do is keep spinning us right into bankruptcy. He wants to destroy this country. You cannot name one single thing this character has done since he became our so-called president. I say so-called for a reason. That has done anything to benefit the United States of America or the American people. You can't name one. He has did everything he could to destroy this nation, and he's going to continue to do so, along with Eric Holder and his ilk. And as far as Holder goes, my God, to force a man to admit that it's illegal to use a drone on an American citizen, that it's unconstitutional, that's a no-brainer. It's unconstitutional to target any American, whether it's with a bullet or a drone,
mm-hmm.
for assassination in this nation. That is unconstitutional. We are entitled to a trial. And to be judged by our peers. And Eric Holder and his ilk, if they really want to do something about gun control and all that, why don't they live by the same laws they try to pass on us? Now, Kate, you go both ways. I mean, sometimes you have a little bit of a left-wing bent. Sometimes you're a true American, and you go the way I think. And I know you will agree that this man has not done anything to help this nation.
Well, listen. I can go through the list absolutely with you. I would say one thing. The one thing I think you can't take away from Obama, because it did happen on his watch, and it was ultimately on his order, was Osama bin Laden. And for my money, because I was there in New York, I say you had to knock out bin Laden. So I think you have to give him that. But I agree with everything else, and you are absolutely 100% right, 100% right. He set up the sequester. He did, because he overplayed his hand, thinking the Republicans would back down because of the cuts to the military, that it was going to be split. And they didn't. And so he overplayed his hand, and then he got caught in the middle. You're absolutely right. That was set up completely by Obama. And they said they're going to be transparent coming in. They have not been transparent. Absolutely.
Okay. I got a question for you. How's mom doing?
Oh, my mom sadly passed away from...
Honey, I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Honey,
she
I'm
did.
So sorry. Thank you.
Thank you.
I must have missed that one point when you brought that out to us.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry.
No, thank you. Thank you. Way too young.
Absolutely.
Not even 70. And was a great lady and, you know, just couldn't fight anymore.
If she was your mother, she had to be a great lady because you're a great lady.
You're so nice.
For now, but God bless. Baby, I am sorry.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You know, speaking of cancer, my mother had cancer. There was a big announcement today that... I'm trying to think of her first name because I can only think from the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Valerie Bertinelli has brain cancer. Not Valerie Bertinelli. Valerie Harper has brain cancer. And what's very strange about this is, I guess she figured they were going to get in front of this, that she had, they're saying that she's got a strange blood thing that goes along with this brain cancer, and the doctors have given her 3 months to live. So I guess, you know, she's being asked about this because she was one of those beloved characters on the Mary Tyler Moore Show and has that TV icon thing following her around. So she says that, she decided she was going to give an interview, and she's going to say, I think of being here now. And she's talks about getting diagnosed and that kind of stuff. And that interview is coming out, and I want to say it's like People Magazine or something like that. But this, because she falls into that TV land era of celebrity and those very, very popular shows back in the days when the where it wasn't broken up as much. You didn't have so many cable shows and you didn't have a zillion television outlets. The only game in town was what was airing on one of the three stations, really, other than a couple of extra stations, you know, like a PBS or whatever. But that made the ratings just through the roof, double, triple the ratings of what some of the shows could possibly get today. So sad to hear that, and be interested to see what the specifics are of her kind of brain cancer. All right, so you heard Dan in Texas there, who talked about Obama and the frustration over Obama, and said that, you know, why would Lindsey Graham go and have dinner with him? And, you know, I don't agree with that. I understand what Graham is saying, because he's taking some hits for it. He's taking some abuse for being part of the crowd that went and had dinner. But I think that it would be stupid on his part not to go and to be able to air his frustrations, which is what I understand it turned into. That's if nothing came of the dinner. There was no possible policy, no possible deal, that kind of thing. So dining with the president, the idea was, I believe, that they could, as a group, say, we're tired of this, we're not going to back down on this, and, you know, here's, in a civil way, this is the deal. We're not cutting a deal that's lopsided. That's why we didn't come to the table the last time. So I don't think it was particularly stupid for them to do that, since they get a chance to corner the guy who's cornered them. So we'll see what comes out of it. I mean, maybe nothing comes out of this whatsoever. Think of the issues that we have, the money, the burden of what's hanging over us with Social Security, Medicare, the debt especially, the deficit. I mean, it's outrageous how we've gotten to this point in our history that we have this deficit that just keeps blowing up. I mean, for goodness sake, how can we ever maintain government? How can we maintain government the way it is? We can't, is the answer to it. And pump all the money we do to other nations, pump it out there. We can't. We can't afford to do that. Why are we giving Egypt money? Why are we giving half of the countries that we give money when we can't pay our bills? We can't pay the bills. The deficit keeps going up. But let's keep writing checks to other people, other countries, countries that can stand up, countries that don't need to rely constantly on a siphon from us. And this is part of the reason why America finds itself being squeezed the way that it is. If you feel squeezed and you want to whine, you can always call us like Dan did, or you can shoot me an email at americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you are in. We're kicking the can down the road. Stay with us.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Story a lot, and it has to do with the workplace and working remotely. A big firestorm was ignited when Marissa Mayer, the CEO of Yahoo, ordered her troops back to work. In other words, so many of the engineers and other people were able to work remotely. Now she says she wants the synergy of everyone being at the workplace to create collaboration and innovation, and that's the problem with Yahoo is what she's saying, and she feels as though if people don't telecommute, they come back to work, they'll be that much more effective. Joining us now and from our virtual green room on the West Coast, Angela Reddick joins us, and she is an employment and workplace lawyer. Angela, this is ripe for lawsuits, I got to say, first off the bat. Welcome to the show, by the way.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And the looking at what Marissa Mayer has put into place, as you know, there's been a lot of tongues wagging, a lot of conversation over this. Best Buy's jumped on this and saying they want their employees to do the same thing. There are a lot of people that are upset about it. There are a lot of people that think it makes sense. Do you think that we'll see a flurry of lawsuits?
I'm not sure we'll see a flurry of lawsuits because telecommuting is really a benefit of employment. It's not an entitlement of employment, but it's something that we started to see roll out in the 90s and the 2000s, whereas employers and particularly the technology companies like Yahoo started to think about what would distinguish them as an employer and what would attract people to their companies, they started to think of new ways of doing business. And so telecommuting became a really popular alternative to having people come into the office. And part of the thought behind it is that it would help create work-life balance for, you know, parents and families and so forth, to the extent they wanted to have great and high quality jobs, but also be able to spend more time doing other things, that telecommuting would be a good option. So I think the fury we're seeing now is because this great opportunity that people have had for so many years, employers are kind of stepping up now and saying, we're not quite so sure that's working in the way that we wanted it to. And, you know, so it's quite bold for Yahoo and Best Buy, and presumably other companies are going to follow, quite bold of them to now say, we don't think telecommuting is a great benefit anymore.
Would I have any, as you say, it's a benefit, but would I have a leg to stand on if I was a great employee, got high marks, kept getting promotions, kept getting pay bumps, and now you're affecting my personal life because I don't have to have, you know, I'm not dropping my child off at daycare, I'm able to bring someone in, it's cheaper, there's things that have changed with my life and my budget, because now I don't have to drive my car all the time, there's certain things that have happened. So would I have any at all, any chance at saying, listen, you can't do this to me and this is the reasons why, or no?
Yeah, I think it'd be a tough sell and a tough lawsuit. Basically, if you think about it, most lawsuits are rooted in what we call a protected category. So in order to bring a discrimination suit or harassment suit, it has to be based on some protected category, such as race, gender, disability, religion, something that's protected constitutionally. And so telecommuting is just not one of those rights. It's very much like vacation time or sick time, things that we're used to in the workplace and we're used to most employers providing, but unless you're a unionized or a contracted employee, employers really don't have a responsibility or an obligation to provide those benefits. But they do, because that's part of what attracts people to your particular work environment. And so telecommuting falls within that same category. The only way I could see a possible lawsuit stemming from the removal of a telecommuting policy is perhaps if the employer offers it to one group of individuals and they don't offer it to another group and they're in the same classification, and that basis is based on a protected category such as race or gender. So let's say, simply put, an employer offers telecommuting to all the white men but deny it to all the black women. And so maybe they would make a claim that, you know, there's a race discrimination or gender discrimination in terms of how the employer is carrying out the telecommuting policy. But just taking away the telecommuting policy on its own is not a basis for a lawsuit.
The and I guess, you know, the other thing would be that I'm thinking off the top of my head, a lot of people also get to live, you know, they're not living in Silicon Valley. You'd have to move back there. You could have your family in Idaho or New Jersey or wherever.
Right,
and I know that
right.
That's the case with this company. A lot of people live in other areas. But legally, I guess it's the same thing. If they tell you you have to come back, then you have to move back. Could you ask for move money to come to the company?
Possibly. And some of those individuals, particularly if they are highly paid executives, they may have contracts that actually guarantee them something like telecommuting. And certainly if there's something that's contractually based or that's been guaranteed to them, then they may have a breach of contract action, or they may have an action that basically they were misled in terms of their employment, and if they, as you indicated earlier, they took certain steps in their lives based on the company's telecommuting policy. But if that's not a guarantee in writing as a part of a contract, I would say it still would be a difficult claim to bring. And I imagine that Yahoo and Best Buy have thought through this, and for those that are impacted that may live in other states or what have you, I would hope they're taking steps to make it easier for them to return to work. And maybe some of those individuals that offer buyout packages or severance packages if they choose not to, they choose not to return to work or are not happy with the telecommuting policy.
Yeah. Angela, do you have, with the kind of law that you do, I heard these a lot of lawsuits are up in this area because of some horrific things that happen often in the workplace. What are the most common things that you deal with? Lately, what have you seen a lot of? In other words, where people are coming to you with a legitimate reason to go after a company or whatever. What are you seeing lately?
Interestingly, I'm seeing lots of claims in the area of disability, because what you have a number of people who are going out on leave for medical reasons, and in a place like California, a medical reason now can be stress, for example. So imagine the stress a person experiences in the workplace, and now you can take a valid leave based on that. So we're seeing many more claims of when people have to go out on a leave and they would like to return to work and the employer doesn't return them to work, or they terminated their position, and so they're filing disability claims and discrimination based on alleged disability or medical conditions. And so in California, we're seeing a number of claims in that area. We're also seeing a number of retaliation claims. And those stem from, you know, in every work environment, you have a right to engage in what we call protected activity. So if you report something illegal happening to your company, that's protected under federal and state law. You have a right not to be discriminated against, not to be harassed. And so what happens often is when employees report these things to human resources or to the powers that be within their companies, they may find that they don't necessarily have a valid claim for discrimination or harassment, but that they find that after they make that claim, the company starts to treat them differently, or they're demoted, or they have a change in their salary. And that action in and of itself creates a retaliation claim. And so we're seeing an explosive number of retaliation claims in California. And it's not based on the original underlying conduct, i.e., I believe I was discriminated against. It's based on once I reported the discrimination, you started to treat me differently. And you would be amazed to see the number of claims based on those types of actions.
Yeah.
So disability and retaliation are probably the biggest in California right now.
Yeah. As somebody who specializes in this, I mean, there's so many different branches of the law, obviously. It has to make you feel good that people aren't afraid to go after the company, because I think for far too long people were afraid to say or do anything. Do you feel like that's changing?
Yes. And one of my theories of practicing law, what's interesting is in a state like California, employers actually have a responsibility to educate employees on issues of discrimination and harassment and other, you know, protected legal rights within the workplace. And so what that means is you have a really empowered workforce. And as a result of that, when employees feel wronged, they are starting to come forward more often than not. I actually am on the employer side when I'm litigating, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. but I also have a mediation practice, which is the majority of my practice now. And in that practice, I spend most of my time helping employers and employees resolve disputes. And that's what I really love, because it's my sense that every work environment has the potential to be really great. And if you can get people around the table talking through their differences and ironing out their differences, then you're really making a contribution. But even as a mediator, obviously, with the explosion of claims and disability, retaliation and traditional discrimination claims, I'm seeing a lot of cases and a lot of work because, you know, almost like a husband and wife relationship, the employer relationship is probably the next most significant relationship that you will have in your life, or your partner relationship.
Yeah, no kidding. Angela Reck, it was nice meeting you. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you, and I look forward to hearing more about this issue of telecommuting. I think it's definitely going to be a hot topic, and it's going to be interesting to see how it impacts other work environments and the employers that are going to come forward. I think there are going to be many employers that will now feel empowered to say, we're not so sure about this policy anymore. Let's give it another look.
Yeah, I agree with you. Angela, thanks.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene.
Doing, Jolly? Let's go to Rick. Rick, Dolly didn't want to stop talking. She was filibustering the show, so now you have the floor.
Oh, Kate.
Hello.
Yeah, I heard on the news all these the people on be forced to take a day off work, offense people, but they're gonna get reimbursed later on, so they ain't losing nothing.
They're going to, wait, the ones that are going to forced to be furloughed, like a day here, a day there, 20 days.
Yeah, but,
you,
but they
you're saying
reimbursed for that day. So they ain't losing nothing. Maybe
eventually.
They, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
So they ain't losing nothing. They're just crying more in the Baptist at a funeral.
You are terrible. No mercy. You would not, listen, you would not want to have to be forced to take furlough days and wait for money. There's no way.
Well, I mean, if I was making $60,000-$70,000 a year, I don't think a day is going to hurt me.
Yeah, but not all of them are making $60,000. You know, there's people that are making like $45,000.
Plus the pension.
Well, plus the pension. But okay, but plus the pension, but I'm talking about the actual money in hand. I don't think that's, they say 50,000 is poverty because of the amount that's taken out for taxes. And especially you have a family.
Well, if you get 50,000 a year, your pension when you retire, you get like 45,000 a year. Hard to go start.
Well, okay, well you're talking about a certain level of government. I understand, but that's not everybody. You have to remember there are people that are on the lower levels of like the Department of Defense or the Treasury Department or whatever, the grunts that really do some of the heavy lifting that are not making the kind of money that you're talking about, and they're definitely affected by this.
Any federal workers that make some good money. Walmart.
You're just jealous of government workers, Rick.
That's
come
my
on.
Dollars.
It's my tax dollars, too. I know. I agree with you. But here's the thing. You and I are in agreement that we don't need a gigantic, ridiculous, triple-double government, that where there's too much overlap. I know you feel that same way. But we do have to have some government, don't we?
Yeah.
We do.
I heard that the military, you know, all the military is at the band, like Army, Navy, at their band.
Yeah.
And they spent $388 million a year. That's $388 million a year on that band. Do we need that?
No.
That's a little ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, and that's the problem. There's too much. There are too many things that don't make sense that we're paying for, and there's no one to really say no, except for the people we elect that are in Congress, and it's all the nonsense that gets stuffed into bills and all that other stuff. That ultimately becomes the money that's earmarked for these crazy things, or these departments have budgets that they put up, and then part of what's in the budget, they allocate money for so many ridiculous things, and that's it. If we could just cull all that down and what's necessary and what's not necessary, we could save a ton of money.
And then they said that TSA just ordered a bunch of uniforms for everybody, and that's $50 million.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I just want to who's getting the cut. Who's getting actually cut?
Well,
like anybody.
Well, yeah. Just mostly it's the furlough stuff. It's the furloughing the days, and then, you know, ultimately getting that money back from that. That's what it is. So they're not. They can't just cut them. That's what they're doing. They're furloughing teachers. Now there's problems with teachers on some of these bases and stuff. They can get just flat out fired. And there's some other examples like that, but for the most part, no, it's mostly in those days and like the overtime and cutting all the overtime and all that.
Yeah. I think just smoking mirrors. So.
Listen, I have some very good friends that work for the government who bust their tails, and they're not making big bucks. They do have a retirement, but trust me, it's not a pot of gold that you're talking about. They're not, you know, they're not the IRS chief, or they're not running the naval shipyard in Philadelphia. But listen, I understand the frustration, Rick. I'm right there with you. Because ultimately, all of us, all of you listening to me, are, at least in the States, are theoretically, right, taxpayers, and we're paying for it. You're right. We're paying for, I think, the ridiculous overlap. It's like when you have the government waste that comes out, you know, the book that's issued every year, and you look at it, and you see these ridiculous things that we've earmarked thousands and thousands of dollars for, and you just want to pull your hair out because you can't believe it. You can't understand why are we spending money that way. It doesn't make any sense. All right, you've made some sense. Each and every show, I always invite people to chime in, either by calling us at 855-266-5283 or by letting us know what you think through the miracle of snail mail and the mailbag. Without further ado, let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. This one from Mary T., who says, Kate D., like America Tonight, do not like what's going on with the crazy sequester. Why? Because it's been talked about so bloody much. Half of us are sick of hearing about the automatic cuts that fell down. And the second part is, why do the politicians look so dumbfounded by what's happened when they knew for over a year that this was going to be the ultimate result of not coming up with any kind of an agreement and not going through programs and figuring out where it would be easy to pull the money from? I just don't understand. All right, this one comes to us from the Lion, who says, Kate, I heard one night when you threw Al Gore in your dungeon, I laughed hysterically. That's when I knew I loved you. Did you see that Al Gore has been sued over his Current TV, over the sale of Current TV? And yes, I did see where he's being sued. And, you know, the thing about the whole Al Gore deal to me is the fact that he was Mr. Green, and then it turned out his house wasn't so green. Then he gets involved with Current TV, and he has the $500 million sale to Al Jazeera where they show people being beheaded on their network. Yes, I know they have some journalists and they have some news from England and other areas, but let's face it, Al Jazeera is where Al-Qaeda dumps off their stuff, and then they air it. That's where they air it. And he tried to talk circles around what was really going on there. So it's not surprising that other things would come out of this. And what's happened with the suit is that the lawsuit that was filed is filed in San Francisco by John Tenorzee, who presented himself as a media consultant, executive, and TV producer who came up with the idea for the distribution of an American version of Al Jazeera. So he's saying he was cut out of the deal, and because he came up with it and he created it, he shouldn't have been cut out of the deal, and decided that he should go after Al Gore in court. And we'll see. You got to have a whole lot of paperwork, and you have to have a whole lot of evidence to support the claim that you should have been part of the strategy, part of the ultimate proposal for what would have been a cut into the final sale of this. And I think he's going to have to pay a lot in lawyer fees to go up against Al Gore, especially when the guy has all that money. He'll keep you tied up. Trust me. I bet you eventually this thing goes away.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.